Matt Greenwood back with you on KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. Have Shannon Leftridge, head coach of St. Pius Volleyball, now joining us. Just got done speaking to Paula Backley of Sekman Volleyball. Of course, they've got the SEMO Dig for Life tournament coming up this weekend. As for St. Pius, they're staying closer to home. They'll be going to Bonterre this weekend to participate in the North County tournament. But before that, they have a match tonight at home against Lutheran South. But before we get to that, Coach, I want to address the Windsor tournament that you guys started the season off able to win that. You entered the gold bracket, which was, you know, the winner's bracket, if you will, and you were able to pull out the win there against Afton for that tournament championship to start off the season. So you must have been pretty proud of the effort and the way the result played out for you guys about a week ago.
Oh, yeah, I was really proud of the girls. We've been working seems like forever. It's just been a long preseason, so the girls were glad to get on the court. I was glad to see what they could actually do in that long tournament day. We've been in the Windsor tournament for as long as I've been there, and we've won it every year, so there's always that expectation in the kids' minds, and they really pulled through and worked together, so it was nice seeing little glimpses of what the season holds.
Yeah, and Kaylee Otek and Kennedy Lane both made the all-tournament team. I'm sure you're expecting them to be staples in all the results that you guys have. They're going to be great reasons why you guys win this year, won't they?
Yeah, those two really are two of our major impact players. They're kind of our two big, our go-to hitters for sure. Kaylee, it's her senior year, and she's just come in, just ready, ready to win this season. I really ask a lot of Kaylee. She serves as our team captain. She's really emerged into a leader on the court, and I would say she's playing at her highest level. I believe, that she's ever played right now, and she's just doing a tremendous job already in the season. And Kennedy Lane, she's only a sophomore, and she has just come in stronger, and she's got more confidence this year, and she's just easily turning into one of the top hitters, top all-around players in the area. And those two both are six rotation players for me, so they have large roles on the team, and so far they're really they haven't disappointed.
Coach Leftridge, you've noticed, I think the community has noticed, there's so many sisters that have played either together or as in the Otek situation, playing after. You have Summer Meyer playing after her older sister, Shelby Meyer. I mean, there's a tradition at St. Pius, at least recently, where it's kind of been all in the family. So with that in mind, I imagine, with Summer for you, I guess she's probably a sophomore, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's nice. We have a lot of sisters on the team. We actually have another set of sisters I'll talk about in a minute. But Summer, she's a sophomore this year, and she's really come in. She split some time last year with varsity and JV, and she's really come in. She's improved her game. She's doing a great job just being a communicator and a leader. She's definitely going to see some varsity time this year. It's fun to see the tradition of the sisters and the families that you get to know through the years. And we always have such good support when we have families, that have had their kids go through. And it's been nice because I've gotten to this group right now, some of the ones that are playing in college, I've got to be a part of their experience too. But we also have, we have two sets of sisters. We have Ava and Gabrielle Warner. They're both going to be doing some varsity time. Gabrielle is a senior, and her sister Ava is a sophomore who's going to be seeing some time on varsity this year. And then we have Molly Vange, and her little sister is a freshman. So, yeah, it's definitely a sister act at Pius for sure.
Right, there you go. I like that plug-in, great 90s movie there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Coach. Well, we'll get you out on this. Obviously, you have Lutheran South tonight, but you also have the North County Tournament coming up this week in Fredericktown, North County, Sullivan. You'll play them at least chance to play, I guess, even further than that. But yeah, just kind of break down, you know, that and your expectations from for you from your girls and the result there this weekend.
Well, we'll be seeing some teams that maybe the kids aren't real used to seeing. So some teams that aren't in our district that we're not real familiar with. Then, of course, we've got Festus and Windsor in the other bracket. We've seen Windsor. Festus, of course, is a big rival for us. So it's always fun to, you know, be able to see them early in the season. But, you know, we're going to be seeing Sullivan, North County, Fredericktown. Those are teams that I don't think St. Pius has played in years. So it's going to be a new experience. We just have to kind of get there and watch these teams and kind of we always try to adjust our play. But, I think it's going to be another good day. So the girls are excited about that. We have kind of an odd schedule this year. Most all the county teams have probably already played two, even three regular season matches. Tonight is our first one, but we have three tournaments the first three weekends of the season. So, this weekend is North County, the next weekend is St. Joe. So we're seeing a lot of tournament play early on, not so much with our matches, but, you know, we're really excited about tonight, too. But, the girls are excited for this weekend, and I think it'll be a good trip back to North County. I know St. Pius was in this tournament years ago and got out for a while, but now we're going to go back down. So I think it's going to be a good experience.
All right, great. Well, best of luck to you and your girls. And of course, got to support, you know, we're at KJF. We got to support all Jefferson County schools. So we obviously wish Windsor and Festus the best of luck as well. But all right, Coach Leftridge, we'll let you get to preparations for tonight against Lutheran South at home. And thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
All right, that is Shannon Leftridge, St. Pius volleyball head coach, joining us here on KJF Sports Talk.